Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. A life that really gets you jump out of bed and leaves you in a constant state of wonder, thinking to yourself, how did I get so freaking lucky? We all walk around with so much power and potential, yet end up spending our whole lives settling or waiting for someone or something outside of us to change before we give ourselves permission to tap into the reality, to tap into our innate power to create that reality. But things can change so fast. It's just about committing to understanding how this process works, but then also applying these beautiful concepts. And especially now we're living in a time where there's so much information available, which is amazing. I think any access to new knowledge is so empowering, but sometimes that overload of info can actually lead us into a state of inertia whereby we end up doing nothing at all. And so my whole aim with this podcast is to break down the process of manifestation to concrete, actionable, tangible steps to really simplify the process. The easier we can make this process, the more likely we are to apply it. And for you to really know how you can start to make changes in your life right now. Because the minute you change, that is when everything around you starts to change. And today's episode, we're going to get a bit deep. So hold your horses. But I know this episode is going to resonate with so many people. And so a couple of days ago, I was on the phone with my best friend and we were just chatting and I was like, you know, I'm really in this state of apathy whereby I'm not sad by any means, but I'm not feeling excited. I'm just kind of like meh. And she was like, her initial reaction was like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, no, please don't pity me. Please don't. I'm totally fine, but I'm just feeling like I'm lacking enthusiasm for life. And, you know, and I was like, I just wanted to voice it. There's nothing wrong. I'm perfectly fine. Life is great. But that feeling that I should be feeling, it's not there. And, you know, yesterday then I sat with it and really leaned inwards to assess what is going on. And so I pulled out my laptop. As much as I love to journal with my hand, I sometimes prefer my laptop because when I can feel the intuitive downloads are coming in strong, with my laptop and typing, I'm able to keep up with that intuitive train of thought and just get it all down. Either way, it's just so firstly, so important to create this space whereby you actually connect with your intuition, whether it's through meditation, journaling, but actually taking a break from reality, taking a time out, even if it's 5 minutes, but just to go inwards. Because when you can develop this relationship with your intuition, that part of you that is connected to something bigger, you're able to tap into its infinite wisdom, because at the end of the day, it knows exactly what you need to hear in order to move forward. But secondly, it knows better than anyone around you what is right for you. And so I was sitting with it. I was like, okay, why am I feeling this way? You know, because again, on paper, life is great. And what really came through with my intuition, and that really just was such an eye opener, was in actuality, none of this is real. We're living this illusion whereby, you know, we're constantly wired for more. And we have two parts of us. We have our ego and we have our higher self. And most of us are actually functioning from a place of ego. And that is the part of us that is never satisfied. It holds on to this false premise whereby it constantly tries to lure us into believing that we just need this one more thing to feel safe, to feel content. This just needs to happen, then I'll feel relaxed. And here's the thing is that we eventually get the thing and we get that sudden rush of dopamine, which accompanies our desire. It floods our system and it feels really good in the moment, but it's only temporary. It's not long until our ego searches for the next thing. And the thing after that, like, just think about it. Every stage of your journey where you told yourself, like, I just need this one thing to happen and then I'll feel really happy. So it could be getting into your college of your dreams. Then you graduated. And when that became normal, then it was like, okay, the next thing I need to get into my ideal a job, then it's like I need to meet my ideal partner, then I need to meet my, I have X amount of kids within this, and it's this constant like reaching from one milestone to another. And every time you reach it, that goalpost gets pushed further and further away. And in the process, we just become so heavily reliant on the external world to feel a particular way. And so we end up making the external 3D world more powerful than our inner reality. And this completely contradicts the laws of manifestation, whereby our inner world is actually creating our outer reality. I'll say it again. Our inner world is what is creating our outer reality. Life is nothing more than a projection of our internal state, our level of consciousness. And what ends up happening, if we're not actually careful, is we become a slave. We become a slave to our environment, whereby how we feel is so deeply contingent on something external happening. So whether it's achieving a certain amount of money or a level of success in your career, whether it is meeting the right people and attracting the right partner into your life, whether it's having the kind of future you want, whatever it is. But when we get it, like I said, that feeling goes away. I remember so vividly that there was a point in my business where I told myself, like, if I hit X amount, I'd feel so happy. And then I did hit it. And then I doubled it. And then I tripled it. And you know what? That until I was aware of it, that feeling of I just need a bit more, I just need a bit more, it never went. And if we're not careful about it, we end up, because we're giving so much power to the external world and the external results, is we forfeit our power. We forfeit our power as sovereign beings who have full control over how we feel. And in that state of powerlessness, we only end up draining our own resources. I'll say it again, is when we make the external world more important than how we feel from within, so we're looking outside of us for a reason to feel pure positive emotions, we make ourselves powerless and we end up draining our own resources. And therefore, we're operating from a place of survival and lack. And when we are operating from a place of survival, there is no energy to create. All our resources are tied up in order to keep you safe. And in order to liberate that stuck energy is we need to firstly get out of that feeling, that state of survival. But until we do so, all we're doing is keeping ourselves in this stuck, in this limited state of consciousness. And as a result, we keep receiving more of the same. And so if we're not changing, we're making a choice to stay in this. And so if I'm actually, and I know you're resonating with what I'm saying, whereby you're waiting for something to happen before you give yourself permission to feel a particular way, or you're telling yourself this promise that this just needs to happen, then you're going to feel really good, or you're going to take action or do something when an outcome first happens. But by you not changing your level of consciousness, the way you're approaching your circumstances, you're choosing to be in this state of lack. And therefore, you're choosing to receive more lack into your life. And now, if we want to step into our most magnetic selves, who is thriving, whereby there's so much energy flowing freely through you, and therefore all around you, that whereby you're just connected to that unlimited stream of abundance, which is otherwise always coming our way because there's no resistance from your part, it's about creating a sense of freedom. And true freedom, at the end of the day, we can think of freedom in terms of going back to the days of slavery when that period ended, but we're all actually walking around with energetic shackles. And true freedoms, it lies in our ability to break free from these energetic shackles that we've been walking around with for so long. That starts with choosing how to turn down the volume of our ego that is never satisfied and constantly lusting for more. Yes, we are expansive beings and we are here to live a human experience that includes material desires. And so you should never feel guilty about wanting a bigger life for yourself. But at the same time, you cannot become so dependent on those external circumstances to be a particular way in order to feel good. And especially when it comes to, let's say, Buddhism, they always talk about the importance of detachment. And I think it's very easy for us to misconstrue it, whereby we think that, okay, in order to live a state of detachment, it means I have to go and live in the mountain and abstain all my desires. No, what it really comes down to, if you really study the text, is detachment means detaching from needing these desires in order to feel a particular way. And it means allowing ourselves to actually step into the realm of infinite possibilities by coming back to the fundamental truth of reality creation. This is why understanding how manifestation works is so freaking important. It's not about creating a vision board. It's not about affirmations. These are all fun little techniques you can incorporate. But at the crux of it all, what creating the reality you desire comes down to is understanding that you are causing an effect. You are the root, the operant power, the deciding factor of what unfolds. And as much as we've been programmed to approach life in a very linear manner based on the Newtonian cause and effect model, whereby an effect takes place in the 3D and then it causes you to feel a particular way. And that, again, you can continue living your life that way, but you're keeping yourself very limited and it's going to be very hard to move through your life to reach your desires, to achieve your desires in a fast manner. Because again, if you're looking at the external world as a basis of how you're going to feel, you're not actually tapping into your power. If you are a living and breathing human who has an imagination, a nervous system, and a subconscious mind, you have everything within you. You're fully equipped to embody the state of being who is in alignment with the outcome you are creating. But when you allow yourself, like I said, to liberate yourself from these energetic shackles, to tap into this level of freedom, you liberate yourself and you liberate energy. And this liberation of energy is what allows you to restore your connection to source, to God, to the universe, to angels, to natures, whatever it is. And we all have that divinity that exists within us. And when we actually tap into it, that is when effortless manifestation takes place. And I know this episode is getting really deep, but we're going to the next level. I can feel it in my bones. I can feel it the way I'm coaching my clients. And that's why they're receiving such exceptional results. But really, it's about this. It's about getting back into alignment and alignment with the most divine, magnetic part of you, your higher self. But most of us are actually moving through our days, like I said, in alignment with our ego. And manifestation is about understanding that you are the source of your desire, but at the same time, simultaneously, this is the beautiful duality of life. You are the source of your desire, but you are also the receiver. You are the source of the emotional experience and the receiver of the circumstance, the event, the outcome, the person that matches the frequency of the emotional experience. And so truly is you have to now get ahead of your desire. You have to now start to really flood your body with those pure positive emotions that you expect to feel when your desire manifests. And the simple act of even gratitude and choosing to focus on all that already is, all that already manifests in your life, versus letting your mind focus on what's not here and therefore lack, that is enough for you to completely shift gears. And that's why, whether it's a gratitude practice, whether it's saying it out loud, whether it's even just taking inventory every night before you go to bed, but really, I need to consciously shift my focus and start to focus on everything that is thriving in my life. And even if your life is terrible right now, you are a living, breathing human. And that alone is something to feel grateful for. We all have this one thing to feel grateful for. But again, I would say 99.9% of us, we have a million other things to feel grateful for. And the truth is, every single one of us, on some level, we are living in one of our answered prayers. And so by giving ourselves permission to zoom out and to really view reality through the lens of our former self, that alone will help you start generate those pure positive feelings such as awe and joy. And the more you can commit to this practice, that essentially allows you to step into this vibration of just being this total state of wonder. Now you're actually a vibrational match to a life that continues to blow you away, a life that actually incorporates your desire, which is manifested in a way your mind cannot even imagine. And I think that's the funnest part about life, is seeing your desires come through, but in ways you just cannot imagine. But if you're living in your logic and analytical mind, whereby your ego is running the show and it's creating these harmful, destructive stories that you're not here yet, this hasn't manifested and whatnot, you are draining yourself. You're draining your own life force. And as a result, you're only blocking yourself. You're disconnecting from that stream of abundance and well-being and joy and love, which is otherwise always flowing towards you. And as much as it's become cliche, this idea of happiness is an inside job, but cliche or not, that is the absolute truth. Being happy is not something that magically happens. And it really has very little to do with obtaining certain desires. But instead, being happy, it's a conscious choice and it's a daily commitment. It is a choice to firstly turn down the volume of your limited ego The part of you that's keeping you small, holding you back, telling you you're not enough, telling you that your life is lacking and whatnot. Being happy comes down to the choice you make to romanticize your life and really find joy in the little things. Whether it's adding a slice of lemon to your water, whether it's putting on scented candles in your room, whether it's buying more luxurious shampoo, whatever it is, but how can I add more joy into my otherwise ordinary life? Being happy is a choice to come back to the fundamental reasons why we're even here on this planet, and that is to learn, to grow, to impact, and to connect. You know that feeling when you tell someone something, they're like, oh my God, that completely changed my life, or oh my God, you have no idea how much you helped me. How good does that feel? Similarly, is that when you have a conversation or you go out for a meal with a friend and you just have the most meaningful conversation, you walk away and you feel like you're on cloud nine. Or let's say that you're listening to something or you're reading something, you just have the biggest aha moment, the biggest epiphany, and you're just, again, you're just floating on cloud nine. This is what it means to be a creator of your own dopamine, creator of your own supply of happiness. And most importantly, being happy, it is a choice to remember who you are on a core foundational level. A choice to stop identifying with the external 3D world. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. The human experience is not who you are, but instead, what ends up happening, again, if we're operating from a place of ego, we're letting the external world determine who we are. So, my level of worthiness is tied to success, or it could be a state of I'm only good enough if I have X amount of kids, or I'm only pretty if I lose X amount of weight. The stories, the lies we tell ourselves. And again, we're making our identity conditional. We're making our identity so volatile that is based on the external world. And ultimately, when you can really empower yourself with the tools and understanding around how to transcend your ego, that part of you that is keeping you limited and holding you back, purely because I should have started this, said this at the start. We think that we tend to demonize our egos, but our ego is like that helicopter parent that loves you so much, but to the point that it's kind of suffocating, just like, bro, chill out. But when you can empower yourself with the tools to transcend your ego, that's how you transcend your circumstances. And when you allow yourself to step into the unknown, which otherwise your ego is holding you back from doing so, and you tap into a new level of consciousness that comes from a place of abundance, and you create enough momentum around that level of consciousness, you open yourself up to new potentials, a new reality. And really, and this is why I recorded this episode, because we're gonna go so deep in 2024, but this is the crux of reality creation. No more faffing around preying on the same desires. But truly, if you want to create the outcomes your heart desires on a deep level, you need to choose how you want to feel, make a decision, a commitment every single day, and then let reality catch up. Versus stop looking at what has already manifested as a basis of how you can feel everything you're living today. It's a manifestation of who you once were. But if you're going to let that affect how you feel, you're only going to creating more of the same. And in order to do so, it takes a heightened level of self-awareness to break this habit. But with conscious intent, over time, it becomes an autopilot reflex. And when I say an autopilot reflex, you will notice yourself and you will recognize when the 3D, the external world, has a hold on you and you will choose again. But otherwise, if you're living on autopilot, it's happening on a momentary, moment-to-moment basis whereby you don't even realize this is what is going on. And so when you can use self-awareness as a tool of empowerment and a catalyst for change rather than a weapon of self-destruction whereby you're judging yourself for being a certain way, that's when you open yourself up to a reality beyond your wildest imagination. And here's the thing when it comes to manifestation that nobody tells you, that if you are truly committed to unlocking new levels of joy and fulfillment, to really stepping into a new reality whereby you're living your deepest desires, it's going to require plenty of ego deaths and rebirths, whereby you are stepping into a new version of yourself. And so, if you're in a phase whereby you've been playing around with the same desires, but you're just not seeing the physical manifestation, really ask yourself, where am I giving my power up to my ego? Where am I forgetting my own innate power? And lastly, how can I now turn down the volume of my ego with conscious intent? And I promise you, you will see things change so freaking fast. These stories I share on the podcast, the stories and screenshots I share on social media, they're all from real humans like you. They've just learned how to master their mind, master their nervous system, and fundamentally align, create the alignment from within, whereby they're not letting their ego run the show. And the minute you do so, that is when your entire reality changes in ways you cannot even imagine. And so if this episode resonated with you, you might have to go back and re-listen to it. But if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.